about that?
The sky. How's it going there?
All right.
Okay, good talk.
Bye.
Happy post-birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Was it a good one?
It's all right. I mean, I'm not a big fan of my birthday, so.
Well, I mean, to be fair, nobody's a big fan of your birthday, so.
Ah, that's a good one. I like it.
Well, you set yourself up. I mean, so. Well, how was the Puckfest?
It was tiring, man.
Yeah? It looks like, from the pictures, I mean, it looks like a, I mean, it looks like a con, but it looks like a very different kind of con than what
It's a convention. It is. It's a total convention, and in the past, I've enjoyed it because it's a quick day trip up there, but they made it 2 days this year.
Oh, that's right. It used to be one day.
I mean, and it's great because we made more money, but man, is it. We took the dog, so it was way more stressful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we couldn't go anywhere because we had the dogs with us. And it was just a little tougher than usual.
Never even thought about it. How are, like, hotels and stuff with pets? Like,
well, I mean, the show kind of said they find pet-friendly hotels that are fairly cheap, you know.
Right.
So that's fine, but still, can't leave them in the room by themselves.
That was going to be my next question. Like, you don't have to kennel them or something, right? You take them in the room with you, right?
Yeah. So it's not a fun trip. Basically babysitting. And I was real tired. I've been actually kind of wondering if my blood sugar has been bad lately. I haven't been checking it a lot.
Oh, that's not good.
Not checking. Well, my doctor said I didn't really need to.
Oh.
I just don't feel great all the time. I'm especially tired this weekend. So.
Yeah, back in the day, they would have told you just needed to eat more red meat, get some iron in your blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you would have died from cancer or something.
Yeah. I need to exercise some more. So it's slightly higher than it should be, but it's not like dangerous. And so I need to. Been lapsing with my diet. Like, I'm not eating sweets or anything, but I haven't been the greatest at it.
Sneaking french fries?
Oh, yeah.
It's a rough world without french fries. I mean,
it's no world at all.
And, I mean, just potatoes in general. Potatoes are so good.
They are. But other than that, it was fun. Ninja met his sister.
Do you buy things when you go to the Puckfest?
Sometimes, not really. We bought some treats, but I bought a bust that looked like Beethoven, except it had a pug head a couple years ago. Because that was hilarious.
That reminds me. I used to have a Beethoven bust. I wonder what had happened to that.
I stole it.
Put a puckhead on it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really buy it. You took mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I would have rather have done something else on my birthday, but that was okay.
Wait, your birthday was on Monday, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean,
you're just meaning in general, like for your birthday festivities.
Yeah.
Like go to a water park with a tube slide or something.
Yeah. Or just sit at home.
Sort of a birthday.
Birthday. I like that.
Yeah. Except that doesn't sound good, though. Birthday.
How did you celebrate my birthday?
I watched Chris Make Peace movies. No, how did I celebrate? Oh, I worked.
Oh, I worked too.
Of course I worked.
I feel like I'm a little behind.
I was again, second week in a row, I was a little behind. Oh, man. But I think I'm caught up more or less right now. I just got to stay on top of it and then I'll be good. I pulled sort of a late night last night and finished off the thing I was working on. And now I'm good to go. There was apparently a really... okay, so where I live is... there's a highway that's just on the other side of the apartment complex that abuts my property.
Your butt.
Your butt. So, you know, it's not far away. And yesterday for like an hour and a half or something like that, I kept hearing a helicopter flying over really low.
It's me.
In circles. And I, you know, I went outside and saw it once and saw it was one of the news choppers, one of the channels.
And you want the TV.
But I didn't really know what was going on. So eventually I had to go down to the grocery store, which I have to pass the highway on ramp to get there. And as I'm driving by, I see like, it's closed off and there's like news vehicles and, you know, further up the road, I see like cop cars and everything else. I'm like, oh, okay. Something bad happened here. By the time I had gotten what I needed at the store and was on my way back passing the same spot again, I saw the tow trucks pulling out the wrecks and it was like, must have been a pretty goddamn bad accident, dude. Because these cars were demolished, man.
I hope whoever was in there didn't die.
I haven't checked the news, so I don't know. But it's like, yeesh. I mean, there was like three... I think I saw at least three cars on tow trucks coming out. And it must have been one of those things where people were going fast and it was like a pileup, maybe? I don't know. You know?
Pileup!
It's pretty terrible, though.
That's terrible.
And let's see. The rains are coming again. I gotta try to cut grass. Yeah, I gotta try to cut grass before the rains come. But hopefully they'll hold off a little bit there. Yep.
What? Cutting grass again? You just cut grass the other day.
It was on Thursday. But it's supposed to be rainy all the rest of the week, and I tried to get on a Tuesday schedule, but I missed yesterday because I was behind on work. So, but it's spring, man. You know, you got to cut the grass at least once a week. Shit, I see some people doing it twice a week. I'm not crazy like that. I don't like yard work.
You do like yard work,
and man. And I think I'm getting moles.
You are a mole. I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting moles. Yeah.
I don't mean the things that grow on your body. I mean the things that grow on your...
I see moles everywhere, though. That's not surprising.
My parents have had a problem with moles for at least 10 years. And they're afraid to put anything down to, like, poison the moles or kill off the grubs or anything because of their dogs being in the backyard, you know? And, so it's just their mole problem hasn't gone away. The weird thing is the neighbors on either side, their yards aren't touched. It's just my parents' yards that has the moles.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Mount Healthy, I think in general, has developed a mole problem. The mole colonies or whatever, they've gotten out of control. I don't know. They seem to be all over the place here. But yeah, I saw a mole track going through part of my yard. Fortunately, it was a non-essential part of my yard, but you know, you see it one place, that probably means they're all over the place. Darn moles. I might have to go out there and spike them. But then how do you dispose of dead moles? I mean,
throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, you just what, put them in a plastic bag and toss them in the trash?
I don't know. I've never killed a mole.
Yeah, I don't like, and moles, rats, whatever. Like, I don't know how you're supposed to dispose of dead animals, you know? They're all too big to, like, flush down the toilet, right? I mean, it's not like they're pet goldfish. Or baby alligators.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. The neighbor a couple houses down, he's the one that's got this giant garden in his backyard. And, he puts out traps because he has a problem with, like, possum and raccoons and, well, deer, but he can't exactly trap deer. But, like, you know, they get in and fuck up the garden, eat shit, tear it up, you know, stuff like that. So he puts out traps and stuff. Apparently he catches a lot. And I should go down and ask him because those are bigger animals. It's like, what the hell do you do with them once you've caught them and they're dead, you know?
Yeah, well, some people
is he making...
aren't squeamish about killing things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering, like, Is he making possum stew? You know, like, what's he doing? I mean, apparently possum can be good eating.
You acting like you never ate it.
Me personally, no, I've never had possum. And, you know, for that matter, I've reflected on this in the past, is that I've had a really limited diet when it comes to meats. I mean, I've never even had duck, you know? In fact, the only bird I know I've ever eaten is just turkey and chicken. And, yeah, as far as, like, other meats, I mean, pork, beef. I might have had lamb, but I've never, like, intentionally had lamb.
Well, that's your fault.
I'm just saying, I think I might have had it because I've eaten Greek stuff that had meat in it that was probably lamb.
Yeah, it was probably lamb.
But, like, I've never actually eaten a proper hero, so I haven't intentionally eaten lamb, you know, but I probably have eaten lamb. But, like, you know, I've never had, like... Oh, I had buffalo once. I had a buffalo burger. I'm trying to think of what else. Like, I've never had, like... I don't think I've ever had any reptile or anything. Have you ever eaten reptile, Mike?
No, I've never eaten reptile.
Oh. Well, it's hard to tell. I, you know, I've had, like... They sell those packs of, like, mixed exotic jerkies and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell anything about those because, I mean, I think they're mixed with, like, regular beef and pork product anyway. And it, once you jerky something, it pretty much all just tastes like jerky. Like, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Because I think I had, like, ostrich jerky once. And I might have had gator jerky once. But when I looked at the ingredients, it said it also had, like, beef and pork and crap in it anyway. So it's like, who knows how much of it was even in there. So, yeah, anyway. I haven't even had deer or rabbit. I mean, really common stuff, you know?
It's not that common. I would wager that most Americans haven't had those.
Deer and rabbit?
Yes.
I don't know. That seems like it's pretty common down around here.
No, it's not as you know. It's not as common as what you're saying. Nobody, people don't have muskets and go hunting for their food.
They don't.
Shut up.
Now, of course, there's a whole host of seafood I've never had.
Well, that you're kind of acting like this is like you've been deprived of it. When the fact is you have just chosen not to have any of this stuff.
I've never gone out of my way to try it, but a lot of it's never really been presented to me either. You know?
You could find all of these things at a store.
I mean, like, nobody ever sat me down for a nice plate of Hossam Pfeffer. You know? Or, like, we never had a goose for Christmas, you know, or anything.
You can't blame others.
Well, sure I can. When you're not introduced to these things at a young age, you know, it's hard to acquire them later.
No.
In fact, I blame you.
Go ahead. Blame me. See what gets you. See what gets you.
This is all your fault, Mike Norton.
It's going to get you a big lump sum of nothing.
Well, considering nothing's what I got already, then you know, I ain't really losing nothing either, am I?
Oh, you're going to lose something. You're going to lose something big time.
Well, we'll see about that. Anyway. So, what else is new? Are you home today?
Yeah, I'm home today. The dogs have to go to the vet, get their shots and stuff.
Oh, right on.
Yep.
I was thinking about shots today because I was... You know, before I went to the doctor last year, I hadn't had a like tetanus shot or anything since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're supposed to get them, like, I guess before you start school, when you get the Tdap or whatever the version of it was back then when I was a kid. But I was on the cusp of that. Like, I don't. You're a year older than me. Do you have that scar in your arm from the vaccine?
No, it's the year before me.
Okay.
Everybody before me has it.
Because, yeah, that makes sense. My friend Brian's a couple years older than me, and I think he was the last year that they got him around here anyway.
I think it was like 70.
One or two, I think.
72.
Because it's that's one of those things where you could like identify people's ages almost for a long time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
By whether or not they had the scar on their arm, like that little weird circle.
Yep. That's a smallpox? Not smallpox, but something like that.
I think it was a multi-vaccine.
Yeah.
Because it had like a, I think that's why it was a circle, because each one of the little needle things was like a different thing or something like that. But it's like, and I don't even know. I mean, if for something to scar you that bad, it must have hurt like hell, right? You
know? I don't know.
Well, I guess, I mean, but they gave them to you when you were a kid, though, right?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, I know even when I got the T-tab last year, it's that fucked my shoulder up for like 3 days.
Yeah, they hurt after the fact.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, anyway, I was thinking about those scars and stuff because I was watching a TV show that was supposed to have, it was somebody that was supposed to be younger than me in it, but they had the scar on their arm, and I'm like, no. You
know? Yeah.
I'm like, that ain't right. I can tell from that scar. I think that's what popped in.
Yeah, that is kind of a telltale thing, right? When they're, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, I'm guessing since it's so far removed, that's probably not like for today's generation of people, that's just like something really old people have, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if they would even know, if kids today would know what that even is.
Oh, probably not, especially because, I mean, the kids today, like, their parents wouldn't have them, right? It would just be, like, their grandparents and older.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they might not, yeah. One of those things where they never would have had to have dealt with it, really.
Yeah.
So strange.
Near strange.
Okay. Whoa, man.
Whoa.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
Shut up!
Oh, come on, man.
Everybody listening knew you were going to do that.
Strange days indeed. Pretty peculiar, mama. Yeah, anyway. So, what else is on the agenda for today?
I'm going to try and draw. I got to get another Grumble issue done.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting some Battle Pug 4 finished because now we're getting solicited.
Oh, yeah. I got to get three of them done for you, too. So.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go over those first two and make sure they're ready for everything because, as far as, I mean, we got print files for those, but I want to make sure that it's going to be right for the format. And,
right.
You know, those big spreads that I'm doing where I put the title in the artwork, I kind of want to add our names to that too, so I might go back into the artwork and put that in there.
Right on. Well, do you want me to hold off with three until you go over with one and two, or should I just go ahead and dive into that when I get a chance?
I mean, you can, but I mean, it's all about you having to go back and change stuff. I mean, you get kind of annoyed by that, so I mean, that's up to you. I'm fine with you holding off, because either way, it's going to be done early.
That's good. I like being early on a book.
Yeah, well, we will be. I mean, we finished the first issue like 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, that was premature. That's not just early, though. That was printing our T-shirts before we even had a song written.
Yeah, I hope people don't mind this, that Covfefe joke.
It's so old.
Yeah. He's still not gone, though, so it's still timely.
How? How is he still not? I'm not going to go off on that.
I mean, not like it's a dumb joke. I mean, I just named a character Covfefe, so it's not like...
All right. I mean, it's just nobody...
It still works. It's just corny. And this is a book, luckily, where corny still works.
Even if it's so far removed that nobody gets it anymore, it still doesn't ruin it. Like,
cause this is a book where I do not care if people think stuff is stupid. That's the thing about Battle Pug. I hope that people want to buy it. That's the thing that's going to be depressing if not, because I have really crazy things set up past issue 5.
Yeah.
Like stuff nobody expects. Not even you guys.
Huh. You don't know what I expect. I expect an awful lot from you, Mike.
So hopefully people will want it. I don't have much faith in
human beings what? Are unreliable things.
Well, sort of. I mean, it makes me sound like I'm blasting comic book fans, but I'm not. I just don't trust people to support stuff, and I'm as guilty as anybody because I don't regularly buy the things that I think I like, you know.
Right.
I don't keep up with the stuff that I love, you know. So it's kind of a weird situation. I'm super appreciative of the people that do buy things, though, man. Well,
of course, they're the ones that make it possible to keep making more stuff.
Yeah, I mean they're super fans of Grumble, and I that astounds and amazes and makes me happy. But I wish there were more of them so that I could pay my rent with it.
Yeah.
I mean, so far it's great. Okay.
I don't know if you need to be telling the general public that.
Okay, well,
that's up to you. I'm just saying, I don't, you know.
Well, put a marker there then.
I'm putting a marker there.
Do you bleep this stuff or do you delete it?
It depends on what it is.
I like the idea of bleeping everything because it makes it sound like we're much more dangerous than we are.
Yeah, most of the time if it's a big chunk of conversation, I cut it out.
Like what about this part? Would you bleep it?
Well, we're kind of turning this into a big chunk of conversation, so I probably cut it out.
What is easier, bleeping or... Bleeping's got to be harder, right?
Well, not really. I've still got those, you know, the vocoder crankcast things that I use for bleeps. I got those and I find where I need to put them and I just layer them over that. Cutting is just editing, you know, like, so, I mean, that's not really hard either. Neither one of them is either harder than the other. It's just like, depends if there's a lot of them, it gets to be a pain in the ass either way. Like most of the time we don't have a lot of them.
I wish you'd put music back in.
Well, I don't know what to do with music, you know, like it used to be. You mean like when we break up the segments with like a clip or like just when I'd put things in behind us talking?
Oh, that I love. I love that stuff. Oh, man. It makes it sound like I actually listen because I don't. But I did that one time where you were trying to describe a song.
Yeah.
And you would put the song behind you. I did hear that, and that was awesome. That was like, that made me like the podcast.
I think that was when I was talking about TLC.
I don't know, but it was fucking awesome.
I couldn't remember the name of the song, like the name of the song is the song or something like that. I can't remember now. Yeah, well, as far as like, you know, I mean, those are kind of organic. They have to come up, you know, like, but the stuff like when I used to break up the show with clips, like the segments, for one thing, we don't really have segments anymore.
You know? Yeah, that was the thing. That's the thing we had. Like back when we were writing down what we were going to talk about and stuff.
Right, we had an outline, so it was easy enough to break up. Like the first part would be general chit chat, and the middle part was our big talk about something, and then the end was, you know, chit chat closing kind of stuff. And so I could break up the segments with like little clips of songs. But even if we did still have segments, I don't know, because I mean, back then it was like, well, you know, for one thing, I was running clips of stuff I probably shouldn't have ran. From a standpoint of just licensing or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
But even the stuff that I know was legit that came from like the free music resources and stuff like that, it was like, well, then I'd have to go find stuff and I'd have to find stuff that sort of made sense.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of research work for what I felt was like not much return on it. Yeah.
No, I agree. You know, tell me.
Cause
I'm quite vocal about how pointless this show is.
I don't mean in general pointless of the show. I just meant return on having, like, you know, 20 seconds of music in between one part and the next versus spending, you know, like an hour trying to find that 20 seconds of music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just kind of dropped it, basically. Economies of scale, or no, that's not right. It's actually not using that right at all. But anyway. I recently switched my auto and home insurance, right?
Oh, is this a commercial?
Did you know you could save up to $300 with Geico?
I knew it! God damn it, that lizard got to you.
Actually, the lizard did get to me, yeah.
Did he? What did he do? Did he torture you?
He threatened my family.
You can tell us, Craig.
He's threatening my family, man. He's got him.
Fucking lizard, I knew it. I'm going to get him. Don't worry.
That's smarmy.
I'll revenge for you.
That smarmy little bastard.
Yeah. Comes over here and starts talking with all that foreign stuff.
Yep.
Damn American lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Taking all our insurance jobs.
Yep. I mean, who's he going after next? Flo?
God damn it, he better not take Flo.
Well, actually, I left Progressive for Geico. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Flo!
Okay, so here's the thing. What prompted me finally to look for other insurances, because, you know, I mean, I've been with Progressive for off and on since, like, 2002?
Okay.
Yeah, I got Progressive. Say what?
Nothing.
Oh. I started using Progressive when I first moved to Chicago, because before that I had, like, an Ohio State-type insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, the company was an Ohio company, like, and they specifically dealt with Ohio, so when I moved, I had to get something else, and I just wound up going with Progressive at the time. And so, I had that up there. There was a lapse for about a year when I didn't have a car in Chicago, when I tried my giant no-car experiment. And then from once I got the Cabriolet in 06 or when, yeah, I think that was 06. So once I got the Cabriolet, I had that up until this year. So, you know, like 13 years-ish, give or take. So, and, you know, I was on their whatever, their Emerald member tier or whatever for being with them for a long time and stuff, which is supposed to give you discounts and whatnot. But, it, you know, what I started noticing, at least the past 2 years, I guess, I didn't go back much further or any further than that to really look, but I'm sure if I did it, I'd see something similar. But every renewal period, my auto insurance was going up. Like, with no accidents, no, you know, tickets, no bad driving, no claims on the insurance, no anything. Everything being exactly the same, my insurance was going up every time. Like, the past couple of times, it went up like $40 or $50 each time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I'm like, you know, this is freaking ridiculous, you know, because I would have had to pay, it definitely went up $50. So I was, you know, going to have to pay like $50 more than 6 months ago, you know, and that's, you know, my renewal period's every 6 months. So we're saying twice a year, my insurance would go up. So like $100 a year or $80 a year or something like that. And I'm like, no, this ain't going to work. So I started looking online and filling out, okay, here's a sidebar. If you do go look for new insurance,
this entire conversation is a sidebar.
Yes, it is.
If you go to look for new insurance.
If you're going to go look for new insurance, go talk to a general insurance agent, somebody that can like look at a bunch of different policies and things. Because if you fill out all those online quote things, they are going to hound your ass on the phone, on email.
Dude, they will if you talk to a live person, too.
It's just insane.
Julie's considering changing our insurance just because our agent keeps calling us to sell us other things. And so she's like, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm still getting, like, it's trickled down, but I'm still getting calls. Like, you know, and I've already got insurance now, you know. But that first, like, couple of days after I went through and filled out all the online quote forms, just because I was trying to compare rates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did like 8 or 10 companies, I think. So, you know, I was just getting hammered. Like, I was getting like 4 or 5 calls an hour. I was getting emails. I was getting texts. They were texting me. It was nuts, man. So just beware, is I guess what I'm saying for the general population out there. If you go to get new insurance, you will probably get hammered by really, really. It's like a feeding frenzy, like, you know, blood in the water with sharks kind of thing. They are scary, scary people, insurance people.
What were you going to say?
So anyway, I filled out all the quotes and going through everything. I mean, some of them were better. I wanted to bundle my home with my auto because I figured that would give me the best deal. Plus, it just makes it easier for me to deal with one company, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So I went through and I mean, actually, technically, I guess overall, maybe I could have got it if I mixed and matched. But again, I just want to deal with one company because some of the companies were like better on the auto and some of them were better on the home, but none of them were. The only one that was better on both was Geico.
That fucking lizard.
Yep. Fucking lizard, man. He squirms his way into your heart.
Not me. I'm going to get him.
Well, I guess he just squirms his way into your wallet. But, yeah, so anyway, I wound up going with Geico, which, all said and done, you know, I saved like $200-$300 on my home insurance per year.
Motherfucker, this is a commercial. This is exactly how those commercials go.
I saved at least $100 on my auto. That's a lot of money a year, man.
Okay.
Geico.
We're not doing this.
Geico.com.
Son of a bitch.
Checks in the mail. Which, you know, anyway, I'm just saying, mostly it was weird because I had to waste a whole shit ton of time because between the getting the quotes and then finally deciding on Geico, and then I had to talk to people at Geico, and then I had to talk to Progressive to tell them, like, in both departments that I was canceling my insurance.
Oh, yeah, and then they try to keep you, right?
Yeah. Well, they you know, we're really sorry to lose you. Do you want us to remind you when your renewal period's up so you can try to come back? I'm like, what? I'm like, no, that's okay. I don't think so.
Will you give us permission to call you and bug you?
Yeah, that's essentially what they're asking. It's like, can we keep spamming you for stuff? And then, you know, after all that was done, then I had to call my mortgage company and talk to them because I had to tell them that the insurance was being switched over and to expect this. And, you know, because I was in the middle of my home policy, they're going to – I don't understand how this works. So, all right, when you get a mortgage, you've also got what's called an escrow probably. Most people. Mm-hmm. And your escrow covers, this is for people that don't know this. I know you know this, Mike. When you've got an escrow, your escrow covers like your taxes, your property taxes, your home insurance comes out of that. And your there's like other miscellaneous fees, stuff like your PMI and stuff comes out of that.
PMI.
And PMI is like a fucking ripoff, but if you...
PMI.
And the fact that you're like stuck with it for the life of the loan, ugh, that's such bullshit. Because if you're not going to pay, okay, PMI, again, for people who don't know, is personal mortgage insurance, which essentially is you're paying to ensure that you don't default on your mortgage so the bank gets money. But you're paying this insurance, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're to the point where you're going to default on your mortgage, you're probably going to file bankruptcy anyway, so you're fucked yourself, and you're not going to pay anybody anything, right? Mm-hmm. So it's essentially just, it's cream off the top for the fucking mortgage companies.
Cream.
Because you're paying... the mortgage insurance, or through the insurance companies, I guess. I don't know who exactly my PMI is insured through. But it's, you know, it's going to somebody, and they're making money for nothing at all.
You know? They're checks for free.
Exactly. So, yeah, PMI is like a racket. The whole mortgage thing is a fucking racket. But, so where, what the hell was I even talking about? Oh, yeah, so you've got your escrow. So your home insurance is paid out of your escrow. Now, because I had... about half a year, I guess, left. They have to send me money back. Progressive does, since I canceled my policy. So it's, you know, whatever the prorated amount is. But rather than just paying that, like, you know, if you buy something on a credit card and you take it back to the store, they charge back to the credit card. Like, that's how they refund it, right? They don't give you a check and tell you to go pay your credit card off.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, they are. They're sending me a check that I then have to deposit and then... send money over back into my escrow account to make up the difference of the money that's been taken out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, fuck you, man.
Essentially, yeah, and I don't understand. And I was talking to the mortgage company. I'm like, and I was like, I just being clear because I've never had to deal with this before, obviously, because I've only owned a home for 3 years, and this is the first time I've ever really even dealt with my insurance. Because when I signed up for the insurance, I already had auto insurance with Progressive, and it was, you know, I was just like, okay, I'll go with Progressive because that's the easiest thing to do. You know. And I've never had to make a claim or do anything, so I I really haven't dealt with Progressive home or any home insurance stuff before. So I'm talking to the mortgage company, and I'm asking them, I'm like, so this is correct, right? They're sending me a check, and then I have to send you money. And the lady was like, yeah. She was like, it'd be a whole lot easier if they just paid it back into the escrow fund. But, you know, they don't for whatever reason. And I'm sure there's some sort of regulation about it or rule or legal thing or something that they, you know, they have to put the money in my hands instead. But it's just a pain in the ass, man. So,
don't lawyers.
There is a thing that you may not know about owning a house. Folks. Geico.com.
You bitch.
Oh, I wish they were paying me for it, man. That'd be great.
Shit.
We need sponsors, Mike.
You've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't nobody going to sponsor us.
I remember the only sort of half-assed effort I remember trying to make to monetize the Crankcast was early on when I tried running Google ad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have done some Amazon ad stuff too, like early on.
Did it work?
I don't think it was working, and I thought it was like more just distracting and ugly instead, so I just took it all out. You know? I was like, fuck it, whatever, you know. Who needs this shit, right? Fuck capitalism.
Yeah, what?
We're living in a post-capitalist society anyway.
Are we?
Well, late-stage capitalism anyway.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. That's just one of those phrases people keep saying a lot. Talking about late stage capitalism, sort of like saying, thanks, Obama. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Where it doesn't really have an exact clear meaning to it. It's just more of a general lament on the state of things currently in today's day and age and how much better things were in the past. It's sort of like a, you know, fucked up nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Although all nostalgia is probably actually fucked up, because most people don't really get nostalgic until they stop seeing things as being good for the present or future, right? I mean, you don't really look back on the past really fondly unless you're missing it for some reason.
No.
So
nostalgia. People have nostalgia for 5 minutes ago these days, though.
Man, you remember last year? It was so much better than this year.
Jesus, it's fucking nuts.
And like 2 years ago,
I'm sick of people that just... I'm sick of fan stuff. I'm sick of people that are just so angry about everything. I mean,
I think that ties into what I was saying. That's one of those things that happens when people are super dissatisfied with now, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, imagine, you know how I went on that rant about Spider-Man 3 a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, man, you hated it. Remember when I went off on Moon Knight?
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, having, like, a fucking online petition to have it rewritten or remade?
No.
Like, you've got a fucking say in that shit?
Yeah, I may not like something, and I may, like, vocally deride it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to, like, try to erase it from the earth, you know, or whatever.
It's kind of the fun part is to make fun of that kind of stuff when it is bad, but Jesus Christ.
You're talking about Game of Thrones, right?
Well, not just that. I mean, people don't like Game of Thrones. People don't like, what else is that? What other thing is there people don't like that?
Well, everything. And they didn't like the Ghostbusters remake. Well, you didn't like the Ghostbusters remake, but you didn't like it for other reasons than what the really vocal people didn't like it for.
Yeah, I didn't like it because it's not a funny movie.
Right.
People are already online petitioning Robert Pattinson being Batman.
Yeah, it's like, for real? Come on, man. We have Michael Keaton as Batman. And as much as I loved Michael Keaton as Batman, it's still Michael Keaton as Batman. I mean, at what point was that dude ever, like... You know, I mean, when would he have been considered suitable for being Batman before he was Batman?
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I mean, geez, you know, it's like, give it a break already.
It really is embarrassing.
And, you know, I stopped watching Game of Thrones several years ago. I remember talking about it when it happened because I was just fed up with the way everything was happening, you know? I didn't want it to stop. I didn't want other people to not have it anymore. I was just done watching it, so I stopped watching it. You know?
Right.
Which is the really, I mean, that's the emotionally intelligent thing to do, right? You just say, well, I don't like this, so I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
I'm not a fan of Last Jedi, but I'm not out there trying to get fucking Rian Johnson removed off every movie he ever made. Jesus Christ, that shit's insane.
They're trying to do that?
Well, everybody is, like, he is taking it hard from people.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a guy at Celebration behind me at the Episode 9 panel who was yelling, because J.J. Abrams was there on the panel, and yelling, hey, J.J., remake Last Jedi! And I'm like, fuck you, dude, shut up! You're embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, well, for one thing, why would you bother wasting time remaking something that's brand new? Why not just make something new, you know?
People don't get that.
Like, if you're going to...
get what they wanted.
It's like, if you're going to petition something, you know, okay, I can understand. It's like people with coaches on sports teams, right? Coaches get replaced, directors get replaced, whatever. Don't worry about, like, wasting time remaking this thing. Just make another thing and make it more with somebody you want to make it. Or, like, ask them to be made with somebody who you want to make it, right? You know? Make something new. Don't fucking keep rehashing the same shit over and over.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It's like... I mean, Christ, in the space of 10 years, how many times do we see Spider-Man's fucking origin? You know? Yeah. That's what remaking shit is. Over and over. Like, oh, man. I'm kind of glad I stopped watching it, though, because honestly, I've been more entertained by people's reactions to Game of Thrones than I was by the show.
I like Game of Thrones. I like how it ended. I liked all of it. And that's the thing. It's just like... I can't say anything because people are going to just start fucking fighting me.
They might, too. I mean, like, physically, they might throw down.
Yeah. And it's weird, too, because, like, people talk about how garbage it is. And it's like, well, you know what? You don't write anything. You don't this kind of makes me wonder about what you actually think is good.
Yeah. I don't know, man, you know, because not having seen the past few seasons and not having seen the finale or anything, I don't really know. I'm just going off of what I've read about people's reactions to it and stuff, right? Game of Thrones again, specifically. But I imagine it's hard to wrap up a show that's gone on that long, had that much intensity to it through most of the show in any way that 100% of your audience is going to find satisfying.
You won't.
Because it's just, I mean, it's just like Lost, right? Although
you won't, and especially in this day and age where somebody will just start a hashtag about how terrible something is if they don't like it. Yeah, there's no way. It won't happen. You can't.
Yeah. So, I don't know. From the beginning, it's sort of it's like, you know, the main heroes in noir stories. Like, they know they're going to... wind up dying in the end, but they have to keep going anyway, you know, kind of thing. So I imagine that's what it's like being on a show like that. You're not going to be able to finish it in any way that's not going to get you criticism.
Yep.
So I would hope that they're prepared for it themselves, the people working on the show, you know.
I think people are now. I think you can't go into one of those things without realizing that now.
God, man, it's times like this when I think back to, you know, my early days online and communities online and stuff like that, and we all thought, all of us, but I mean, there was a general sense that giving everybody a voice would make the world a better place.
Oh, it's magnificent.
You know, that once you democratized, like, people, like, you know, people's ability to say something and be heard, that, you know, that would just make the world a better place. Like, God. Yeah, we were so naive, foolish people. It's that mistake of bias of familiarity, confirmation bias, whatever you want to call that. We assumed everybody was like us.
All right. Well, we assumed people were, I guess, lack of a better term, good.
Yeah. Well, that too. It's not that I'm calling. I don't know. I don't know.
It is assuming that people on your side are good, but that's not exactly what I mean.
Yeah, well, it's just assuming that they think like you do, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily, I don't know if I put that in terms of like good and bad. Because somebody that's crazy fan rabbit wants to get a movie remade isn't necessarily a bad person. They're just overreacting to a situation that they don't have any control of, you know? And so they're trying to enforce control over it because everybody likes to have control over the things in their lives that they find important, right? That doesn't, you know, it makes them ill-behaved. I don't know if it makes them bad. Until they cross a line, and then, of course, they obviously are bad. But
you're bad.
Who's bad? Come on.
Come on.
But, yeah, I don't... Man. Still in all, you know, I've met more good fans than fans I couldn't stand.
Oh, yeah.
Of stuff.
I don't know of any fans that I've met that I can't stand. I can't think of any.
Like, I tend to think a lot of this is just spurred on by the fact that, you know, when you're online, you don't actually have to meet anybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or, like, shake hands with anybody or whatever, you know, like, or be within hitting distance in some cases.
Shake hands with danger.
So, you know, a lot of this crap is spurred on by the fact that you're insulated and have a you know, sort of a shell of protection around you. You know?
That's my favorite level one spell.
Shell of protection. Yeah, because, I mean, when you meet people in person, even people who are kind of jerks online seem to be okay in person most of the time, or at least behaved. Better mm-hmm. behaved. Unless they're one of those people that just totally dives into their role and needs to make their public persona like their online persona for branding or something, you know. But even then, I'm sure in private they're not the same people, you know.
Right. Branded.
Branded. But I don't know. Sorry, I kind of went off. I don't know where I was going with any of that. What were we talking about before we got into that? Game of Thrones and stuff. I don't know. Oh, do you remember? Okay, you played them, I think, because I sort of remember us talking about them. But the Alan Wake games?
Yeah, I didn't play any of the downloadable content. For some reason, when I got one of them, and it seemed really cool. Like, they really make some interesting decisions. But it was really difficult when I went back to play it. And I don't remember it being that hard when I was playing it the first time.
Huh. Because I was looking up games like that. You know, I was thinking about, like, Silent Hills and Alan Wake and like just sort of the supernatural horror, like figure stuff out games as opposed to running around in circles trying to beat a boss that's throwing grenades at you type of games, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely my favorite.
When I went to go look it up, Alan Wake was just for PC and Xbox, right? Like, I didn't see PS3 versions or anything of it.
No.
Huh. So, which I guess I could have looked this up too, but I just had that thought. Like, if you buy... What Xbox was that then? That's not the 360, right?
No, it would have been the first one, I guess. Or maybe it was 360. I don't know.
What's the current Xbox?
Xbox One?
Okay, so it was probably 360 then. I'm getting my versions mixed up because I don't really... I know less about Xbox than I even did about PlayStation. So are the current versions of Xboxes able to play 360 games?
Some games, I think, yeah.
Because I thought the Xbox was pretty much like...
I think I played the Alan Wake downloadable content on my Xbox One. Hmm. But I stopped real quick because it was, like I said, a lot more difficult than I was expecting.
I was just wondering, like, if I wanted to go back and play the Alan Wake games or something, would I have to go buy a 360? Or I mean, I guess I could just buy it on PC. And play it on a computer. If I want to try that out. But anyway, yeah, I was just thinking about those because I finished the other day, over the weekend, I guess it was, I finished Uncharted 3. Well, almost. I'm at like the second to last ending. I just haven't finished off because it's another one of those things where you have to keep running around avoiding things while they shoot you and then just keep shooting them until they die, you know?
You need to play Uncharted 4 now, then.
But that's only PS4. So.
Oh.
I haven't gotten one of those yet, which I'm hoping the next PS will play PS4 games, because then I can enjoy.
I think it does.
I can enjoy Force Catalog, you know, with a newer machine kind of thing. But, but yeah, so I played 3, and 3 is not as fun as 2, I didn't think.
Yeah, I think that was the general consensus.
There was a lot of really tedious stuff in it that was just time killer, filler type stuff. There was a whole, I mean, this is something I had to go through with Max Payne back in the early 2000s, where there was a whole section of you're drugged and everything's all wavy. And basically somebody's talking to you, and all it is
Right, yeah, you get that hallucinogen thing going.
Right, and you're wandering around these streets and stuff, and there's no wrong to it. There's no decision-making. It's just, it's a cutscene requiring you pushing a joystick, essentially. But you're not doing anything, you know? Like, and it drags on for, like, too long. And then there's a whole other scene that's like that, but you're in the desert, and it's just, you're walking. That's all it is. It's a cutscene that requires you to push your joystick forward. Because that's all it does. Like, there's no... At least I didn't find a wrong way to do it, you know? So yeah. There was no consequence or anything. You just walk until a certain amount of time or whatever's passed, and then it cuts into something else, you know? And there were a couple of those, and then there was, like... There was some other stuff that was like that. That was just real tedious kind of time waster stuff. That I mean, the story was okay, but it wasn't like, I don't know, I was a lot more engaged in 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you say 4 was pretty good.
Yeah, 4 is real good.
Okay, well, I'll get around checking 4 out sooner or later then. But yeah, so I'm just, you know, I do have Max Payne 3 though, which I've never played.
If that's that last one they did.
Yeah.
Then that game is awesome.
Oh, is it? Okay. I played 1 and 2, but that was, again, that was back in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, me and Sean loved that Max Payne game. Okay. That last one they did.
Yeah, I don't know which. I think this is 3, but I don't know if 3 was the one you're talking about or not. Because there could have been another one past that. But, or more. I mean, I don't know. You know. I'm trying to play video games more often, not so much because I want to... I mean, obviously, I'm playing all... Well, everything I'm playing, everybody's already played, you know, well, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm trying to, like, keep up with new games or anything, but I'm finding that when I really need to just kind of veg sometimes, games are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, game... I don't know.
No, they were just great for me, but for some reason, my brain won't let me play them now when I'm just chilling out. I've been busy... So busy working that I don't know why I can't it out. My brain just won't let me not work when I have a spare minute.
Well, I think that's why games for me are better than just sitting there watching TV or a movie, because I get really antsy when I'm just sitting there watching something and not doing something.
Yeah.
But games kind of fulfill that. I'm watching something and doing something at the same time, but I'm not working, you know?
Yeah.
At least for now, for me, that when I really need to, like, because, you know, I've been getting these points lately where I just get so, I need to walk away from my work computer, you know, I have to, because I'm sitting there staring at stuff, and I'm just like, you know, I start babbling like Ralph Cramden, you know, and I find that, like, I'm just staring at the screen for 5 minutes at a time without doing anything, you know, like, and so I just need to get up and walk away, and like do something else for a little while, and right now games seem to be helping somewhat with that. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm exploring old games, because it's amazing, because even though these games are all like 10 years old and shit, it's not like going back and trying to play Nintendo games, like regular first console Nintendo games, you know, or something. Not that all of those are terrible. Like, there's still some of those I like and I remember really fondly, or like Genesis games or Sega CD games or whatever. But the gap between playing stuff from even 10 years ago to playing that stuff from back, you know, in the 90s, between that and I guess what I'm seeing now, doesn't seem like it's as bad, you know?
Yeah.
These 10-year-old games, aside from some of the playing aspects of them, I guess, the things that were in vogue at the time, which And I'm sure they still use, like, what do they call it? The castle stuff? The, like, when they throw hordes of shit at you to waste your ammo?
Oh, right.
Like, I'm guessing that's probably still a thing that happens in new games. But
I don't know.
I would have to imagine that in 10 years since then, some stuff's changed and people have gotten sick of the weird, like, you know, the drug. I'm drugged and wandering around in a haze time waster stages and stuff like that.
They still have that in some stuff, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I seriously would have thought people had gotten sick of that by now. But I guess not, because there was 10 years before they did it in Max Payne and then Uncharted 3, so they brought it back again. But anyway, what I'm saying is it doesn't seem like as much of a gap, and these 10-year-old games are still really playable, you know?
Yeah.
I found Uncharted 2 to be really enjoyable up until that ending. And there were even, I mean, there's a bunch of moments in 3 that were still fun, too. Like, it wasn't a completely crappy game, it just wasn't as good as 2, and there was things in there I just didn't like, you know, plain and simple. But, so yeah, I don't know. I'll work my way through what I want to play on PS3 and then move up to something else, I guess, eventually. PS whatever the heck's next. PS next, maybe, you know. This won't mean much because Sean's not there, but I started reading that what were those books? The thing with the movie, the steampunky stuff.
No, I don't know. Mortal Engines?
Yeah. I started reading the Mortal Engines books. I'm not very far into the first one yet. But like I said, it probably won't mean much because Sean's the one reading those, so. Or I could talk to Ninja about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, Ninja's very vocal about Mortal Engines.
He loves his Mortal Engines, man. Cities eating cities? Yeah, exactly, dude. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, anyway.
You bangered him.
No, there was something I was going to say about Murakami again, because he's got so many books out that I read something and then I read one of his things and then I read something else, and so I've been reading his like every other book I read or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm getting close to like finally getting caught up, but because I've read like I think all the short story collections so far.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a couple of the novels or novellas that are left. And then there's two things that he did that are, what do you call them? Nonfiction, I guess. One of them is about like the Tokyo gas attacks in the mid 90s, when they gas the subway.
And okay.
The other one's, it was a chronicle of, he took up like marathon running or something like that. So it's just sort of him reflecting on marathon running and his thoughts and training on that and stuff like that relates to other parts of his life, I guess.
That sounds boring, though.
I have no idea. I mean, if it's anything like his regular just short stories, which are these weird little snippets of nothing, but are still managed to be interesting at the same time, then it might be entertaining, even though I have no desire to, you know, read anything about people running.
Yeah.
But given that it's him doing it, it might be interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm saving those two for last. But in the meantime, I've just slowly been acquiring and checking out these other books. But yep, it's a pug life.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, say, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any email?
Oh, it's email time already.
Or we could. I mean, we could talk about movies if you want. You know.
No.
I've watched some interesting shit. I watched a weird one with Steve Rails back in it the other night that I think I've seen on TV when I was a kid because I sort of remembered the ending. But it was called Turkey Shoot.
Oh, that's been in my queue. I haven't watched it though.
ACCA Escape 2000.
ACCA?
Yeah. ACCA.
Oh, stop it, ACCA, with that ACCA crap.
Dude, you know what? You don't say NORAD, you say NORAD, right? You don't say FEMA, you say FEMA. So I'm feeling okay about saying ACCA.
No, except that everybody says no to this.
Well, everybody says GIF, but apparently it's JIF. So.
Scott from Long Beach writes, "Hi guys, I hope you're well and relatively happy." That's a good way of putting it.
Well, thanks.
Crank, I made the same mistake of your for years pronouncing Cillian as Cillian, when in fact it's pronounced like Killian.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I heard him say it on some late night show. Oh, well, that's new. I thought it was Cillian as well.
Yeah, I never know. That's one of those names like that I see and I have no idea. Like you look at oh, Sorshe, I think the Irish name.
Yes, or she. Well, it's an Irish name, I think. Oh, he even says his name is the Irish spelling, like the word Celtic, which is actually pronounced Celtic.
Oh, well, that
It's
makes more sense then.
the Boston basketball team, which has accepted mispronunciation.
Yeah, okay. So it's just a C is a K kind of thing.
By the way, if you like Cillian Murphy, Killian Murphy, nothing beats his performance in Peaky Blinders. It's about an Irish gang in 1920s Birmingham, England. Three seasons are on Netflix.
Right on.
Keep up the great show, guys. Respectfully, Scott from Long Beach. P.S. Have you seen Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things? A favorite from my childhood, but I'm not sure if it's weirdly good or just weird.
I have.
That is in my queue, and it's one of those, I hesitate to call it classic, but it's one of those movies that I've heard about ever since I was a child that I should watch.
I think it is one of those movies that could have only been made when it was made and actually made watchable,
Yeah.
if that makes any sense. Like, because like you could remake that movie now and probably make it at the same level, But if you made it now, it just wouldn't be any good. Like it would just be bad, like a bad and not good to watch, But because of the combination of when it was made and whatever back then, it's not a great movie, but it's watchable. It's watchably good in that way. Watchably bad. So.
I've been watching a lot of woof stuff that's like the guys in the studio are like, dude, can we just tap out of this? And they don't even watch it, they're just hearing it.
All right.
Ugh.
And they want you to stop watching it.
Well, I did, I just stopped. I come home and I watch them, but.
Oh, so you finish them at home?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. David Balsley, hey David. He says, "Hey Mike, sending you our belated wishes for a happy birthday. Hope you had fun at Pugfest and a great birthday, Rosemary, Kate, and David." That's nice of you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Julie got me a very expensive Star Wars art book that she told me not to open when the package comes, but it came just shrink wrapped, so you could totally see what it was.
I'm surprised that they ship something like that with just it was a slipcase, right? Like,
Oh yeah, Julie was pissed
because I
because
mean that's like a valuable collectory type thing, and it's just going to get dinged up in the mail. I'm sure it did, right?
yeah, well, not that bad, but I don't really care. So,
Oh.
and yeah, and she got me one of those cheesy shirts that you see like on Facebook. It says, "I just want to drink beer and pet my dog."
Aw.
And I was like, that's real cheesy. And it's something you would get your 50-year-old dad, but I like it.
Well, there you go.
It's not wrong.
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, it's pretty much like you want to do. You're saying you'd rather have been home on your birthday.
So, yeah, that's it.
Well, thanks for writing. We appreciate that. It gives us something to talk about.
That gives us something to talk about.
Okay. Oh, I did watch one that I thought you might like because it's ridiculous. And
Okay.
it's slightly boring in spots, but not boring enough to not watch it. It's mostly just ridiculous. It's called Creep Van.
Creep van?
Yeah. It's about
Creep van.
a murderer that drives around in this white van that he's got rigged up with devices to kill people. like weird seatbelts that squeeze people to death and windows that roll up really fast and chop off people's faces and stuff.
Creep van.
Creep van.
2012. Jeez, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it's not even really new.
Added to watch list.
And it's got a cameo by Lloyd Kaufman. So. I don't know if that adds legitimacy or not.
Yeah, that's the thing about Lloyd, right? It's like, I guess there are people that are happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, it's charming to see him show up, I guess. But
I feel Lloyd is just as much a problem as he is like a good thing.
I don't know. It is one of those things, I think. I was having a discussion, and this sounds like a tangent, but I'm kind of just using it to relate to this. But I was having a discussion about goth bands, and like all the original goth bands that the goth kids liked, how they weren't, I mean, they didn't identify themselves as goth bands, right?
Yeah.
Like, so technically those bands weren't goth bands, right? It was the bands that liked them and started writing stuff to be like them that were the first goth bands.
Yeah.
Which is when you start, in any genre, is when you start getting a problem, when you start getting imitators, because you get a flood of stuff that's similar but not very good a lot of times. So I feel like that with, like, you know, Kaufman and Troma, I think did a lot of good work in the region that they're in, you know? Low-budget horror schlock, fun, you know, do-it-yourself-y kind of DIY thing, like, well, that's what do-it-yourself is, but, you know, like, I feel like they really did do a lot for that area of movie making.
They definitely did.
But the problem became one of when people tried to start imitating Troma.
Oh my God, there's some of the worst movies I've ever seen that are doing that.
And I don't know if it's because they don't have the guiding sensibilities that the Troma, because, you know, it's not even like Troma was a unified thing to begin with, like, because there are Troma movies, but most of Troma's catalog is like just distributed shit, right?
Yeah.
But somebody at Troma was curating that to pick the stuff they distributed, right?
The copycats out there. Oh my God, they're not just bad, but some of the most annoying movies I've ever seen.
And that's what I'm thinking is that, like. And, you know, everybody's got to learn someplace. And so when you're learning, you're going to make mistakes and are just not good stuff. But it's that's where I guess I'm reacting to your comment that, you know, Kaufman might be part of the problem, is that I don't think it's Kaufman and Troma that are problems. It's just the things that decided the third and fourth generation, you know, that really liked Troma movies and said, hey, we're going to make a Troma movie, but they really didn't get it.
So yeah.
They're like not making Troma movies, they're just making bad movies. Like,
yeah, I'm watching one right now that I had to stop in the studio called Mayhem Motel.
Yeah,
that is like the guy making this. He's lucky I can't find him anywhere on the internet. Apparently, he just disappeared after making this. But it is like if Lloyd Kaufman and Quentin Tarantino made that movie Gummo. It's just like so annoying and so just trying to be edgy that I'm just like, oh God, I just want to find this person and see what they're actually like in real life. Do they think that they're this cool?
Gummo was annoying too, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was made by Lloyd Kaufman.
It might have been better.
It might have been better. You're right.
How was that movie?
It would have been 50 times more gross, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's the thing about the Creep Van, is it's got a lot of gratuitous just grossness in it. Ridiculous, though, is the key there, yeah. How was that movie I picked out for you last week? Was it something, Angel Come Down from Heaven?
Angel Come Down.
Or something? You told me to pick a number, and then you pulled a DVD thing out.
Oh, yeah.
That wound up having Zadar in it, right?
It did have Zadar. I can't figure out why. Zadar had, I am going on record as saying he had to have done this for beer money or just beer. Because it's like latter day Zadar, like puffy looking, like sick Zadar.
Right.
And he's in one scene that has nothing to do with the movie where he's just a guy at a bar.
Oh, well, he might have just actually been there drinking and they stumbled across him.
That's right. It could have been. But yeah, it is made by a guy from this area.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was made in somewhere around here. And it is dumb. Dumb and terrible.
Oh, all right.
I mean, it's better than Motel Mayhem Motel.
Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, not really.
Did you,
You know what? Here's the thing. After I watched that, I watched a movie called Nightstick.
I saw your Instagram.
Sounds awesome, but it was just a TV movie. And the box art wasn't at all what was in the movie. And it was just boring, and it was, you know, generic, and those are the movies I hate. Like, I love getting out those fucking collection videos in, like, Russian roulette style. Like, what the fuck am I gonna pull out today?
Yeah. God,
even if it is terrible, it's just like, whoa, it's like a roller coaster.
I still hate the box art fake out, man.
Oh, man, it's nuts, because it looks like Cobra, like the movie Cobra.
Yeah.
But it's like a pilot for, like, some detective show, and he just sits around eating Chinese food with people. and I don't know why it's called Nightstick.
Does he use a nightstick?
Well, at one point, he beats some people up with a rolled-up newspaper, and you see that he had, like, a lead pipe inside of it.
Okay.
That's not a nightstick.
No, that's not a nightstick.
And it's only like one part of the movie.
Maybe I was going to say maybe they couldn't come up with a better title, but you got to be able to come up with a better title than Nightstick.
It was definitely an after the fact title. Like, they didn't know what to call this thing.
Huh. Maybe it was originally called Night of the Stick. Oh. Does he beat anybody up with a stick?
No, he doesn't beat anybody up with a stick.
Oh, okay.
Well, and he's not even like a crazy, dirty, hairy guy. He doesn't shoot. He shoots like one person. No, he shoots two people.
Huh.
Ninja's upset about it.
Well, you know, if it wasn't very good, it's understandable. Yeah, I assume Ninja's got high hopes whenever he starts a movie.
Well, he has high hopes that it will, A, have horses or some kind of cartoon avatar of some sort.
Oh, okay. So you need to start watching more, like, kids' shows, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I don't like watching them with him because he starts barking, and that's kind of annoying.
So you just turn it on, leave the room?
No, I don't let him watch those.
Oh. So you're depriving him of entertainment.
You could say that, but I don't think of it that way.
Okay. Well, all right then. On that note, I guess that's it for this week. Yes, exactly. Oh, except for I have no idea if anybody's got anything in stores or not this week.
I don't even.
I can look real quick. Well, Albatross does have Goon number 2.
Yep.
I figure I'll point that out since that's tangentially related, since they're putting out Grumble. I'm having problems talking all of a sudden.
It's definitely Grumble. They definitely put out Grumble.
That's true. That is a book they put out. And yeah. When's the last time you did anything for DC?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
They're finally collecting my Young Justice, though.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why they wouldn't collect mine or Or maybe they did. I don't remember. They haven't put out my Shazam, though, which is weird.
How long ago was that now?
It was a long time ago.
Seems like it. What about Marvel? What are they doing with Gravity these days?
Man, I just saw a little article on CBR about that. They were like, whatever happened to Gravity?
Indeed. Whatever happened to Gravity?
I don't know.
That's a problem, I guess. I mean, not a problem. That's the thing you have to deal with when you create a character for another company, but it's not your character to do whatever you want with, right? Is that it gets taken out of your hands, and of course things can get done with it that you don't want done with at all, but the flip side of that is that nothing can get done with it, and it can just languish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, if you and McKeever had just made up the character Gravity and put it out through Image, well, who knows? Who knows where that would have went, you know, actually? That could have been another Invincible or something, you know?
Yeah.
At the time, but... I was gonna. My point in that saying though was that, you know, of course, putting it out through Marvel or creating it for Marvel that gave it Marvel's audience, which gave it a life, you know, sort of a built-in life, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, comics is it's a Russian roulette game. Yeah, it's just as dangerous too.
I don't know about that, dude.
Dude, comics will kill you.
Whoa.
For reals. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I don't. I don't know what you're saying at all.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Comics are killing you, man.
Whoa, yeah. I am sickly.
Yep. That's all I'm saying, really. Is it? Comics are dangerous. But comics should be dangerous. I guess. Anyway, yeah, don't really see anything else going on with comics that's directly related to us this week. There are things in stores, of course, and you should always go visit your favorite comic shop.
Please.
Because, you know, they need your help.
Sure.
Although, what did I see? There was something about there was a recent sales report that was talking about how, like, monthlies were contributing less than graphic novels or, like, to the overall profit of comics.
None surprise me.
I think that's...
It's always been heading this way.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, as the prices of individual issues go up and up and up, and, you know, for the same amount of material, it costs so much less to just wait for the trade and buy it in the trade than it would be to buy it monthly, right? In a lot of cases, anyway. Yeah, I mean...
People always apologize to me that they wait for the trade, and I get it. I mean...
Well, it's... you're.
I just care that they buy it.
For most modern comics, when you're buying it in a trade, you're at least buying a story arc, mostly. I think. I mean, there's some books probably that the arcs are so big that they don't fit in a trade. Or they're not made like that, you know? But, I mean, a lot of comics, the arcs are made to be collected trade-wise, so you're getting a story, you know? And you're getting it all at once, and you can read it at your own pace, and you're not left hanging for the end until whenever it comes out, or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're probably getting it cheaper in the long run. And so, yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense to buy trades. And it'd be nice if we existed in a thing where we could just put out trade-length comics quarterly or something, right? Without having to worry about a monthly schedule and relying on monthly dollars for things. And it might go to that. I mean, there's, you know, I'm sure there are people that make their living off of doing nothing but OGNs and stuff. I'm not sure I personally know any of them. Or anything. I'm sure there are people, though, that, I mean, especially, well, we're not going to get into the school, like, scholastic crowd or whatever, because that's like a whole different beast, and we talked a little bit about that last week, and that's a whole other thing. But.
You are a beast.
Rawr.
That was funny. I like that.
Rawr. Rawr. All right, then. Well, you can reach. Reaches at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's website is ihatemike.com. He never updates it anymore, so I don't know why I say it, but I just did. Let's see, battlepug.com, which I don't know. Eventually you'll see more happening there. Cause it's,
I have a new story I need to put up there. I should put that up there. I'll try and do that tonight.
Oh, yeah, well, he said. So, yeah, Mike's been posting some of the backup stories and stuff. And And as we talked earlier in the show, we're, you know, well on the way to having more of that being available, like continuing story.
We're working on it.
We like story. I don't know. I guess Caden's comic art still has pages of yours for sale, right? From the past?
Some of
them. Back when you used to work on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a store or anything on IHateMike.com? Like, do you sell prints on there? Like,
no.
So you don't have, like, an online store where you sell any of your stuff? Besides,
I have a t-shirt store, a Battle Pug.
Okay, so there's a t-shirt store, but, like, you don't sell any of your prints online or anything like that?
No.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
Shut up, you.
I mean, it's not weird. I mean, you don't have to deal with shipping if you don't sell them online, right? So, it's a trade-off, right? All right, then. Well, you know, go to your comic shop. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good weekend, and we will see you all next week.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.